before the game, I thought, well, it's one of those games. You looked at quite an inexperienced Irish side. But the same thing had applied in South Africa. Maybe some of the selections that Joe Smith came up with. You know, if you think about it, Rob Kearney has not really been playing that well. But he's a big man for the big occasion. Kearney had a superb game. I was disappointed that they didn't have a man of the match last night, Miles, because for my money, Conor Murray was outstanding.
Well, that'll be my man as well. I must admit.
He was absolutely outstanding, and I think that Murray has now etched himself in. There will not be too many scrum halves in the Six Nations. I'll get ahead of him in the pecking order when it comes to the British and Irish Lions. The other player who has not been playing all that well for Ulster this year, maybe a wee bit of pressure, was Rory Best. I thought Best put himself forward again for the captaincy of the Lions. Gatlin likes a leader, and you saw Best last night. He's controlled. He doesn't lose a head like Hartley would if he was captain. And, you know, hopefully there'll be a lot of those Irish boys last night that Warren Gatlin would have looked at and thought, these guys have already beat New Zealand, and those are the boys that want to have in that tour.
Alec, would you say that was one of Ireland's best performances ever?
Hello?
Hello, Alec? Hello, Alec? Alex, can you hear me, Alec? No. He seems to be there. No.
Yes, mate. I don't know what happened there.
I was just asking you, was that one of Ireland's best performances ever?
I think over 80 minutes, Miles, you have to say, you know, you can make excuses in other games and you can say this and that. And, I mean, I was there 3 years ago whenever we should have won again and only Jason Scruton's penalty. But I thought the intensity of Ireland's play last night for 80 minutes was absolutely unbelievable. From number 1 to 15, from 16 to 23, every person that came on that pitch last night gave of us all. And it proved the point, you know, if you have commitment and you do the basics right, you can win games. I've never seen the All Blacks rattle like it. You know, you can say, yes, they were missing a few players and all the rest of it. Ireland were missing a few players as well. But from my point of view, it was a clinical performance. And I thought the last try summed it up. I mean, Jimmy Hazlett, who normally doesn't pick up at the base of a scrum. In fact, I can't remember the last time he did pick up. He picked it up and Henshaw, that fit, you know, the run inside. Mm-hmm. Super try. And the other one, the try before that, if you ever want to see an unselfish person, watch Johnny Sexton, who could have dived over for glory, but he gave it to Simon Zeebo because he knew he would get on easier.
Yeah, that's true. Hazlip used to pick up at the base at the beginning of his career, but not much, as you say, thereafter. But did they get the tactics right? Did Joe Smith do a good job in preparing the team and picking the right team?
As I say, you could have argued with some of the selections, but at the end of the day, you know, at the 15 players who started, they were the platform for the first half and to set up that half-time lead. But it was an amazing game in a sense, because you were always waiting to see, when will Ireland blow up? These guys can't last us 80 minutes. But, you know, adrenaline and, I suppose, everything else goes to them. So often in the past, we've seen Irish teams do so well for 65, 70 minutes. But yesterday, I mean, it was 80 plus, whatever it was. And, you know, young boys like Tag Furlong, Finlay Beenham, these young guys are only youngsters, really, when it comes to international rugby. And I thought they were absolutely marvellous. Jack McGrath, I mean, he put in a mammoth performance. Kane Healy coming on. Toner and Don Harryan, I've talked to you about him before, Miles. I think Don Harryan is a bit of an unsung hero. He's one of these guys in the second row who does a hell of a lot of work, but people don't really see what it is. But if you were playing along with him, you'd know what it was. And, you know, he's one of the reasons why maybe Munster have been going so well lately. But it was a tremendous performance. And I think, Miles, I would just like to say that for maybe some of the listeners who didn't see the game last night, that I thought it was lovely in the fact that during the haka, the Irish team lined up in an 8 position as a tribute to Axel Foley, and I thought it was a lovely touch.
It was, because it neutralised that haka to some degree, because the haka can be intimidating and it puts teams on the back foot for the start of the game.
Of course, I mean, let's face it, you wouldn't want to see the New Zealanders never do the haka. It's one of those great sort of sporting moments that everybody likes to watch. But I honestly thought, you know, that whoever thought about doing that really motivated the Irish team. And there was no disrespect to the haka whatsoever. And I'm sure the New Zealanders would be the first to say that, you know, they were delighted to see a tribute being paid to Axel Foley. But it was just, I thought it set the whole standard for the game. And from there on, what a game. You know, you think, you were saying to me about the players, you know, young Carberry, who probably got in because of Paddy Jackson not being available. I mean, he, okay, he missed a penalty, but that wasn't it. He looked the part. I mean, tremendous performance all round. And Joe Smith's in a very rich vein at the moment because, you know, coming to the rest of the games, he can afford to virtually play a non-experimenting team against Canada. But, I mean, I'm looking forward to going down to the Viva Miles Saturday week just to see. You know, there's going to be a backlash from New Zealand. We know that. And it'll be very interesting to see them, who stands up.
Well, they've done the business once, so there's no reason why they can't do it again. But going back to Carberry, born in New Zealand, he was playing in the AIL Division 1 final for Clontarf just 6 months ago.
That's right, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I mean, it is, you know, but I suppose it's the old story, Miles. If you've got the talent, you can step up, and certainly he stepped up. And the other thing I admired about him, even during the time he was in the pitch, his defensive work was tremendous. He never shirked a tackle, and I thought that was great for him. And, you know, I would think I'd be disappointed, or I'm sure Joe Smith will want to give him a run next week, depending on what happens to Paddy Jackson. But, I mean, it was a tremendous game of rugby. And, the support, of course, we all know there's a big Irish contingent in Chicago, but the Americans must be absolutely delighted because it's the fastest growing sport in America. They're starting a professional rugby league next year. A billionaire's put in a hell of a lot of money. There's five teams. They're hoping then the following year to put in three Canadian teams. You know, so you're going to find that it's going to be a game that is going to just increase. And I'm sure a lot of these pro-American footballers who are padded like Audi cars almost, or BMW cars, must wonder on the impact of the tackles and everything else that they watched last night.
There was some big hitting, there's no doubt about that. And
sorry, Miles, we think here in my notes to say that the nearest that Ireland ever got away, we know, was 3 years ago, but I was at Lansdowne Road in 1973 whenever Tom Grace, who, as you know, was married to a lady from Carindona, scored that try, and it was a 10-all draw. Nearly got it again. So we've had a draw and almost a win, but finally we've cracked the walnut, as you say, and Ireland can now proudly say that they put to rest the fact that New Zealand, they've never beaten New Zealand, but to beat them after 18 consecutive victories makes it even more sweet.
Alec, psychologically, what benefit is that to the Irish team? Can it improve them?
Well, Miles, it has got to improve them. I mean, you know, you've got to, as I said, there was Finlay Beenham, Tadhg Furlong, young Carberry, you know, Robbie Henshaw, who's really only learning the trade when it comes down to it. And, you know, those guys have got to increase. But one other guy, not being biased in the Ulster situation, I thought Jared Payne did a great job defensively yesterday. And, you know, Andy Farrell, who obviously had left England, set up after the debacle in the World Cup, defence coach, you could see the rugby league defensive system coming in yesterday. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. Bowden Barrett, who I've watched in that rugby championship, take teams apart. He actually yesterday was almost scared when he got the ball because he knew there was something happening. Every big man, Sevilla. There was one tackle, I think, in the second half when Andy Trumbull went in on Sevilla. And I've never seen him being hit as hard. And after that, he didn't really exist. And that was the attitude. Simon Zeebo's catch and take off the high ball, where he literally sacrificed himself. That was the sort of commitment that Ireland team had yesterday. And, you know, if they can only build on it and have that self-belief, you know, they've got Canada next week, which I think he'll probably put out a shadow 15. Then they have the big one against the All Blacks. And then they have Australia. And if they could build on that there, it'd be great. And the one thing I'm looking forward to is Rory Best will probably play a wee bit of next week, hopefully, and stay clear of injury. And I really look forward to see Rory Best walk out as a proud leader of the Irish team with his 100th cap against the All Blacks, because no man deserves it better. And to play it 100 times as a hooker in the front row of international rugby takes some beating.
It sure does. And as you say, a very calm and calculated performer, both on the field and making decisions as well, which is vital.
It is, and as I say, you know, I would say Warren Gatland must have been very impressed yesterday, Miles, with his performance. Because, as I say, he's played 3 or 4 games for Ulster. Maybe the whole thing about the 100 caps and weary of injuries and all the rest of it, but he didn't sacrifice himself in any way yesterday. And, you know, it's not the first time that an Irishman is capping the Lions, and let's hope it's another time that we see him doing the same.
Exactly, I agree with you totally. Okay, we'll come down of that cloud and get talking about more pressing matters. Maybe the All-Ireland League Division 2B might be a factor there. Bective, too strong for City of Derry, presumably down in their home ground in Donnybrook.
Yeah, couldn't. 5-3 at half-time, Miles, and they scored a try, but then the second half, Derry failed to score any tries, and they scored another 4 tries. And I was talking to a young Richard McCarter last night, who has been given a very onerous task of trying to look after the backs. You know, it's not fair to some guy to ask him to play and thing. And as I said last week, and I'm not going to go over this thing again, Derry need to sort themselves out coaching-wise. They've got to get a coach in who can take responsibility, because you can't expect players on the pitch to take training and then go out on a pitch on Saturday. When you go out on a pitch on Saturday, there should be a plan of attack. There should be a something. You know, they know what's actually happened. But the fact that Thomond, they won yesterday, they beat Skerry. So Derry are now 6 or 7 points adrift. Next week they go to Old Crescent, who were beaten yesterday. And, you know, if they lose that game, as I've said last week, and then they've done Gannon before Christmas, they could find themselves not having any victories in the first 8 games. And if you're 10 or 11 points adrift come at the halfway stage, it's going to be very difficult. But, no, I think there has to be a bit of soul searching done for City Derry. But at the end of the day, Miles, if the players aren't there, there's not much you can do about it.
That is true. OK, any other results, All-Ireland League?
No, I didn't. Really, they won again yesterday. They've now gone 6 out of 6, and they are going really, really well. And that particular one, I haven't actually got the score with me, but I was looking at the table just before I came out, and they're doing well. But in the game I was at yesterday, Strabane and Lurgan, absolutely cracker of a game. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The conditions were great, because I was worried about having to stand out with the umbrella and, you know, trying to write on wet paper with a pen, which, you know, is nearly impossible. But Lurgan came down to Strabane yesterday, unbeaten in that league, and haven't put in 90 points, apparently, and over the week before. But I tell you, they went home with their tails between their legs. Strabane won 31 points to 10. The best scrummaging performance I've seen from any side for a long, long time. And, I mean, you can talk about international rugby, you can talk about AIL rugby, you know, Pro 12 rugby. There was one scrum, Miles, that Strabane pushed him back 22 metres from the 22-metre line, back over the line, and got a penalty try because they collapsed near the line. I mean, for that sort of control and to have that cohesion was great. And yesterday was an argument that I've always said, if you can scrummage, you'll win matches. But great for Strabane on that particular one. Letterkenny, a bit disappointing after 3 great results with up to Belfast High School, losing out by 15 points to 12, but they would have got a losing bonus point from that. And the other one here, just looking, a great result again for MoMA. They are really flying at the moment. And that was in the quarter-final of the Junior Cup. They went up to Belmont and beat CI by 19 points to 15. So things up at Mellon Park are going really, really well.